Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass
tumble. I just thought I'd wait a couple extra seconds. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains for 2 hours today. And then this afternoon, we're going to do another 2 hours. Yep. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. I've got the call screen right in front of me here at the studio in Missouri, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is engineering the broadcast. And John Reagan, Captain John Reagan's with us in Texas. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, thanks so much for filling in for me yesterday, sitting in a... You know, in this seat, and doing 2 hours of live radio with plenty of notice, right?
And no parachute.
Yeah. You know, I was invited to be on another broadcast, and you know, you think that you know, all broadcasts are live and all the calls are live. And I'm not speaking of any particular... I'll talk about Car Talk. Car Talk that was on National Public Radio. And years ago, we had a problem with one of our General Motors 6.5 turbo diesel trucks. Actually, we had three of them. We had a Suburban 6.5 turbo diesel and two Blazer, full-size Blazer 1500s, that had a 6.5 turbo diesel. And there were only about 500 of those Blazers made. And what would happen... is you drive along and the engine would quit. And when the engine quits, you lose power steering instantly. And you have one chance to stop. If you tap the brake pedal once and then try to use it again, you don't have power brakes anymore. So it's a really dangerous situation. So I called General Motors, and they said, nope, just you. I said, wait a minute, I've got three of them, and they're all doing it. And I went to the dealer, and they said, yeah, they do it. This is what they do. So General Motors decided that they were just going to tell everybody that, no, it's just you. You know, you're the only one who has this problem. But unfortunately for General Motors, we had three of them, and they did it. And they were all 1994 models. Well, I decided to call Car Talk, you know, on National Public Radio. And so I dialed them during their broadcast. And what I found out was, when you call them, they call you back. And then they schedule the interview. And then they put the pieces together and make a live, what appears to be a live broadcast out of it. So what I'm saying is, if you listen to Car Talk, and it sounds, wow, these guys are flawless, they're brilliant, how do they do it? They do it with electronics. They take the pieces of interviews and put them together, and it sounds like live radio with live callers. And you wonder, how do these guys know so much about, you know, different problems with cars? Well, they manufacture the broadcast. So I just wanted to share that with those of you who listen to radio and wonder how come some broadcasts seem so absolutely flawless. And others, like ours, is at the opposite end of the spectrum. So So, John, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I tried to keep it a little bit on the light side. I don't have as many articles as I normally post for a show. You know, after all, it is Good Friday. I didn't want to make a Good Grief Friday.
Well, wait a minute. I better check the list. As a raised Catholic, I should be doing a few things, and I better check the list. I'm not being sacrilegious. I just better check the list. You know, interesting thing about that, John. You know, I've mentioned that maybe we don't need to participate in an organized church with organized donations. You know, and I mentioned that wouldn't it be nice if we went to our priest or our minister, our rabbi, whatever it is that whoever our broker is, and we say, look, I've been following your message of helping others, and I want to do that. So let's help our membership, our parish. And here's what I'm going to do. Instead of giving money to the church, I'm going to buy some seeds and give them to the members, and I'm going to start a seed militia, a gardening militia. And I'm going to teach our membership, our parish, about growing garden, growing a really good survival garden so that they'll be around. And I know, Father, you want us to do that and help others. So about those donations, they're not coming from me anymore. I'm going to help other people, as you would want me to. And I'd like to know what... So if any of you happen to do that, I'd love to know what the reaction is. You know, passing the plate, and when you pass the plate, you kind of bypass putting anything in there. Back to you, John Reagan.
Yeah, yesterday I had planned on calling in because I've got a few questions for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Right. And I know that he doesn't know a whole lot because, as he'll say, is that the real information is above his pay grade.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if what he shared had come from just about anybody else, I probably wouldn't pay any attention to it. I was not an intelligence officer, but because of the clearance I had for the nuclear planning system, I got to know some intelligence-type people. And just because something is intelligence doesn't mean that it's accurate. You have to judge the intelligence sources and what the intelligence is. And in that vein, I look at what Dr. Miller's given us, and I have to treat it like it's good intel. I don't believe Rick is trying to lie to us. On the other hand, I look at the games that our government plays, and I can't be sure that they aren't using Rick as an agent of disinformation. So when I put this in my whole scheme of things, it doesn't really change very much what I talk about in the area of preparedness. It doesn't change the fact that we're going to have a financial collapse, and we're, like I say, from what I'm seeing, it looks like we've already unhitched. Exactly how long that run-up takes, like I say, history says about 3 years. And unless I say something to the contrary, that's what I'm sticking to. We've got...
Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that you're holding true to your plan to prepare for everything. And whether it be the financial collapse, which is coming, there's no doubt in my mind about that. Whether it be a coronal mass ejection, that's coming, we just don't know when. We're talking about a grid down situation or a partial grid down situation. So we've seen these partial grid down situations. We've seen for 4 decades at least, in, you know, during our lives, that there have been massive power outages that affected like the Northeast. We've seen that, so we know that that's possible. we've seen a gasoline and diesel fuel shortage with the Arab oil embargo of decades ago, and we know what gas lines are like when they're, maybe 3 hours long to buy $3 worth of gasoline. We know what that's like. We know what shortages are like when a storm is coming. The Chinese factory outlet and other supermarkets are out of toilet paper, milk, and bread. We see panic buying. And we know that there's manufactured evidence by the government. We know that there's geoengineering. All you have to do is look up. We know that the weather is out of control and it's not normal, but it used to be. It used to be very regular. You could buy the Farmer's Almanac and you would know well over a year in advance what the weather was going to be like on any particular day. You'd know when to plant. Now we don't know. We can't even believe the talking, smiling, good-looking people who are the readers, the teleprompter readers on the television. So I guess what you're saying is no matter what, and Rick's talking about an ice age coming, a rapid ice age, the day after tomorrow type scenario, I think what you're saying is no matter what, you're going to prepare for everything, no change. Is that correct?
Well, but there are a few changes, and actually okay. Some of it's good news. Because the thing is with the ice age, you have to evacuate either to go south or to go down.
Uh-huh.
And because he was saying he would expect an 8-foot frost line in Missouri, which means you have to have shelter 10 feet down for mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks to get past that. Mm-hmm. Now, you either have to build that, which has some expense, or you need to have access to something like a cave or a mine where you mm-hmm. can be underground for that. Mm-hmm. So that would be something that you would need to roll into your plan. The thing is, afterwards, there's actually some neat things about it. One, you have got a lifetime supply of firewood you don't have to season because the trees mm-hmm. are dead. Mm-hmm. It gets rid of all the ticks up there. And you know, tick-borne diseases are a
gets
big thing.
A lot of things. Hey, Rick's thoughts get rid of a lot of things, John, because I was talking to Mrs. Finelli about this, and it's going to get rid of our entire herd of cows, all of them. And it's going to get rid of the deer, the rabbits, and the birds, and just about everything else that's walking around on the surface of the earth. So it's a very frightening thing, and I've got a lot of questions for Rick, and I'd like to ask him these questions before we start a panic, and I don't want to start a panic. So I've got a lot of questions, and we're going to talk about it next week, next Thursday. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John, I'm going to tell you a funny story. Yesterday I got a call. I was in the studio, and I got a call from the satellite company, from the owner of the satellite company. And he's very concerned, and his name is Todd. So Todd called me from the other side of the country, and he said, I missed a call from you. I'm like, is something wrong? And I said, well, I don't think so, because if there were, I probably would have known about it, because I'm on the committee. I'm on the committee that would know of something that was wrong with the satellite. Since there's only me at USA Prepares, and my wife helps me, but other than that, it's just, you know, I'm the committee. And he said, "Oh, good, good," because he thought something was wrong. He thought we were going to cancel the service or something. And so he was saying something very interesting. And John, I don't know if you know this, but USA Prepares broadcasts on there are 12 different ways you can listen to USA Prepares that I know of. 12 different ways. Now, it's not just 12 outlets. There's just 12 different ways. And there are many, many outlets, way, way many more than 12. So he said that when there's a problem with the satellite feed of Hotbird is a huge satellite over Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. And he says when there's a problem, he immediately gets contacted. I didn't realize that we had so many students in Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. And he says that there is nothing, they say, in that part of the world, there is nothing like this broadcast. Nothing like it. So, Alex Jones is on that same satellite with us, and there are a few others. And I don't know all the others, but I do know that we're there, and Alex Jones is there. And when something happens, they immediately contact the satellite communications company and say, you know, get it back right away because we're missing the broadcast. I didn't know that. But, class, here's what I just did some short notes of how to listen to us. We're on AM radio stations. I'm just talking about USA Prepares right now. We're on AM radio stations, FM radio stations, of course, satellite over the United States, Canada, and Central America, and then satellite over Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East, Genesis Communications Network, Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty News Network. Then Ron Gibson picks up the broadcast every day and puts it on YouTube. Then we have two telephone listen lines. Actually, we have four telephone listen lines. We have podcasts, downloads, and then there are micro broadcasts. And those are people who have purchased AM and FM transmitters, and they'll pick up this broadcast off the internet and or satellite, free-to-air satellite, and they will rebroadcast it over their own personal equipment, low-power equipment. So those are the ways that I know that you can listen to USA Prepares. I am absolutely stunned and humbled by all of that. I really am. So, John, I wanted to share with you that there are a lot of people who are listening to what you're saying.
Have you thought about carrier pigeon for when the grid's down?
Well, actually, I do have a solution for when the grid's down. You know, during those kinds of emergencies, I certainly have no problem using a ham rig that will reach around the world. And I have one. I have a ham rig right here in the studio, and I can fire that thing up, and we can broadcast around the world. Now, you can't use ham rig for commercial purposes. So, in that case, it won't be for commercial purposes. We won't have any advertisers. It will be just information going outbound, and I have no problem using that. And, you know, with grid down situation, what's the FCC going to do if we are, providing information about what's happening and what to do and, you know, news and those kinds of things? I think they'd actually appreciate it. So that is a serious consideration. Of course, people will be using Citizens Band radio to communicate among each other. And I suggest that if you don't have a radio that will pick up Citizens Band, that you consider getting one. Let's take a few minutes when we come back, and I'll tell you why Citizens Band seems to make sense to me for an inexpensive solution to find out what's happening in your neck of the woods. Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. And go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and click on the news tab, and you'll be able to follow along with us. We'll be right back.
Less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I've got some homework to do over the weekend. I'm going to create some new commercials, and that's my assignment for this weekend. So, Citizens Band Radio was established for walkie-talkie use, you know, handheld use, in the late 1940s, and I got my Citizens Band license in the 1960s. You had to actually have a license to have a Citizens Band radio back then. Then in the 1970s, actually 1973, there was this Arab oil embargo. And because of that, there was a gasoline and diesel fuel shortage, and the government said, okay, that's it. 65-mile-an-hour speed limits, we're going to reduce them to 55. And that was a boon for That was a boon for the municipalities because they would set up these speed traps. So 55-mile-an-hour speed limits, and the truckers were used to going 60, 65, 70. Well, the police had a field day with this. So they were giving people tickets like crazy, and the truckers had it, absolutely frosted about it. And so they used these citizens' band radios to communicate with each other. And they'd say, at this mile marker, there's a speed trap. And so truckers would be going east and west, communicating with each other, and then saying, hey, you know, if you're traveling northbound or southbound or eastbound or westbound, at this mile marker, there's a, you know, speed trap. And so it became very, very popular. Now, originally, there were 23 channels, but in 1977, 40 channels were made available. And channel number 19 became the Truckers Channel. Citizens Band Radio is a low-powered system, and there's about it's limited to 5 watts of input power. And because of that, it's low power, and we would travel maybe 2 to 10 miles, depending on terrain. So the reason I'm talking about this is because in a grid-down situation, you can run a CB radio, a mobile-type CB radio, that kind that you'd have in your car under the dash or something like that. It runs on 12 volts. And you can get one of those, and you can get an antenna that's a ground plane antenna on your home, and you'll be able to communicate farther. And what you can do is listen into the traffic. You can listen to the truckers. So if there's a grid down situation, there still will be some kind of commerce, and there'll be truckers, and they'll be talking back and forth, and they'll say, here's what's happening in Kansas City, here's what's happening in St. Louis, you know, here's what's happening ahead, there's checkpoint, there's FEMA, there's martial law, there's those kinds of things going on, and here's where it's happening, and you'll be able to listen to that. Because would you really want to depend on the national radio system? You know, the emergency broadcast system to tell you what's going on? Not me. Not me. I don't trust those guys at all. So I'm interested in Citizens Band Radio, and yes, do I have one? Yeah, I do. Okay, so you might want to consider that, and you can pick them up on eBay for less than $100 typically. And you want to get one that, in my opinion, that is a 12 volt and AC type. And you can always hook it up to a car battery and listen for what's happening. Just my thoughts, John Reagan. Do you have a thought on that?
Not really. I understand the desire to communicate afterwards, but depending on the scenario, yeah. I really wonder about the helpfulness, because if we're in a post-EMP type environment, we're going to be so busy just trying to take care of our homestead it's going to be difficult just to communicate with other people that manage to prepare enough to have a working radio. Mm-hmm. And if we end up in that police state environment, then to broadcast is to give away your location. So that's the reason that I don't go heavy into those areas.
Okay. Well, for those who are interested, you can certainly listen in. You may not want to key that microphone, as John Reagan mentioned, but you may want to listen into what others are saying. And that is the principal point of what I was discussing. Listen in, gather information, because there will be an absence of a lot of information. We won't know what's going on. So if you think about, how many of us are news hounds and how many of us read the internet like nonstop if we could, right? We're interested in up-to-the-minute information. Well, imagine if all that gets turned off. So I'm just trying to illustrate a way that we can still get some information about what's happening. And most of it would be local information, within a 100-mile radius. And some of it will be transmitted from truck driver to truck driver to truck driver to truck driver. We might have it, the 11th version down, which may not be accurate. But at least there'll be some communication, and you can listen in. So with a walkie-talkie, with a base station or a mobile station, with a ground plane antenna on your home, that might be a great way to go. Just my 2 cents worth.
And just so you know what I have one of those wind-up multi-band radios.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need a power source. It's the fun wind-up type.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got that packed in its box, wrapped in aluminum foil, so it's got its own Faraday cage.
And, John, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we were at the farmhouse And I was telling some people at the kitchen table about cell phone transmission. So what I did was I said, you know, we think that our microwave ovens are a Faraday cage. So I took my cell phone, the one that Mrs. Finelli and I share that we don't like carrying with us, and I put it in the microwave oven. Now, of course, I did not turn the microwave oven on because I'd blow up the cell phone. And I called it from the landline in the microwave oven. So I called the cell phone, which was sitting in the microwave oven, from a landline in the kitchen. And we could watch it ring. You could see the cell phone ring inside the microwave oven. So if you think your microwave oven is a Faraday cage, I'm here to tell you, it's not so good as a Faraday cage. So then what I did was I wrapped the cell phone in just one piece of aluminum foil, covered it, you know, wrapped it like a package, like a Christmas package, and I made sure that I overlapped the seam with about an inch of aluminum foil so the signal could not get through the wrapping of the aluminum foil. And I called it, and it did not ring. Okay? It did not ring. But if you have a slight rip in that aluminum foil, the signal can reach the phone, and you can call it. So what you need to do is completely wrap your phone. Now, why am I saying this? Because the question was, what about money? Well, not money. Federal Reserve notes with those magnetic stripes, and some people believe that they can be picked up. They can read how much is in your wallet by the stripes on some of the currency. Well, I would suggest that if you're concerned about that, if you're concerned about being pulled over and the authorities, the other team, having equipment that can read how much money you have on you, like, what are you doing with $4,000, boy? That kind of thing. If you're worried about that in cash, wrap it in aluminum foil, okay? Because I proved right here in the kitchen that aluminum foil will prevent a phone from ringing and a phone from transmitting and receiving. I proved it. And I also proved that a microwave oven does not prevent a phone from communicating. So if you're concerned about that, wrap your currency with those magnetic stripes, those Federal Reserve notes with the 100 on them, the 100, wrap them in aluminum foil if you're concerned about it. So that's just what I proved right here at the farm. Back to you.
Okay. I'm not going to lead off with spy tech and control because I do want to get to the rest of the items.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to start off with health. I've got an article, OD on tea. And there's an Arkansas man that had kidney failure from drinking basically a gallon of iced tea a day. And it's just one of those things that, you know, if you do that occasionally, it's not going to harm you. But there are so many habits we have that we basically do more than what our bodies can take care of. And unfortunately for this guy, he's probably going to have to spend the rest of his life, you know, going to dialysis. And if he wanted to live past the coming event, especially if it's the, you know, the grid down EMP type, I don't have a good answer for the people that have to live on a dialysis machine. Vincent?
There is no solution that I know of. Because if there were, we wouldn't need dialysis machines. So this is a really, really important point. And let's think about this on many levels, John. So this person drinks too much tea, overdoses, damages his kidneys, right? What else are we doing to damage our bodies? Well, obviously, we're drinking fluoride. One of the things that you can talk about with, or we can think about with fluoride is, where is it? It's everywhere. So if you have a candy bar that's made from, made in a factory that's in a city that uses fluoridated water, you're getting fluoride in your candy bar. Your soup, your tomato soup, your vegetable soup, your minestrone. If you boil spaghetti, pasta, in one of those large 5, 6, 7 quart pots, and you take water out of the tap, and you live in a municipality that has fluoride, which most do, you are poisoning yourself. So we need to make sure that we don't poison ourselves, because on the other side, as things continue to spiral down, we are going to need to have our health, because just going to the doctor, it's going to be tough. Because how do we get to the doctor, for one thing? And will the doctor be able to get to wherever the doctor spends his time while on duty? Is that possible? I'm talking about the doctor's office. When there's a grid down situation, when there's a supply chain problem, when there's social chaos, doctors are going to say, listen, I can't go and get beat up. I need my hands to do my job. I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to stay home and protect my family.
And on top of that, you know, they won't have x-ray machines. They won't have the lab tests. The pharmaceuticals won't be there. So
right.
Maybe you can get a diagnosis, but treatment's a whole other matter.
That's exactly right. So you really need to stay as healthy as you possibly can. You really do. So that means avoid drugs. And, you know, if you don't need these pharmaceutical drugs, that's wonderful. And when Dr. Shealy's on with us, we talk about how to get off them. Because how are you going to get them in the future? How are you going to get them? There are a lot of people who have, well, this is going to be hard to say. There are a lot of people who are on a 30-day life extension plan. They get a 30-day supply of life support medicine. Think about that. Are you stocking up? We'll be right back.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many...
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753. or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
You
got your
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and wanted to mention that we've got a meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg, and we're going to be showing a video about America. We're also going to show a movie about money and our perception of money and how it's manipulated and how we think about it. Absolutely fascinating videos, and I want to thank John Dollarhide for making this possible. John Dollarhide is our computer technician, and he owns Dollar Value Computers in Nixon, Missouri, along with his wife. And so they operate this computer manufacturing business, and you get a chance to see them at the Get Prepared Expo. And they're going to be at another expo in a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it as we get a little closer. And they are going to bring our inventory of ProPure water filtration systems to this other event. So if you want to get them at the lowest price in the country, we're going to make them available to you right at this other event. So they will have our inventory of ProPure water filtration systems. And I got a call from the CEO of ProPure yesterday. And, you know, it's really kind of nice when you have these relationships with suppliers and manufacturers. And, you know, he's interested in USA Prepares. And, you know, what's better than being able to talk to the boss, you know, when you're buying their products, and having the boss call you just to make sure everything's good and you don't have any questions, concerns, comments, or suggestions? That's kind of impressive. And all is well with us and ProPure, the same water filtration system that we use here at the farm. And what we're going to do is make them available on the website. Probably over this weekend I'll get them up, and you'll be able to buy them right from us. And I'm not going to say they're at the lowest price in the country. I won't say that. What I will say is that we're going to sell them at the same price that everybody else does, and we're going to give you a fantastic instant rebate. So if you can read between the lines, you can get them at the same price from us as everybody else, but we're going to give you a big rebate instantly. And it'll be, you know, don't have to do anything, don't have to send anything in, don't have to prove anything, you don't have to wait for a rebate that's not coming. You'll get it right there. Instant rebate, meaning the rebate is built into your price. Pretty cool? That's how we're going to do it. John Reagan, back to you.
I've got a couple of big picture items. We have an emergency, and nuke them till they blow. And don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We've been talking about California. Well, the governor there has now ordered a mandatory water restriction after they went out and did their checking of the snowpack, and it's really not good. So he's ordering a 25% reduction, but that only applies to non-agricultural water. So when you look at the scheme of things, that only mandates a 5% reduction in their water usage, which I don't think is going to be near enough. And the nuke 'em till they blow is from a Russian analyst saying that, you know, they could use a nuke to set off the Yellowstone supervolcano or the San Andreas Fault. And I have talked to people before about how, you know, if you were a terrorist group and you wanted to destroy America, one thing you could think about doing is taking a nuke out to Yellowstone. Now, there's a problem in doing that because if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, you're going to experience volcanic winter and that lack of crops. So you're talking about starving a lot of people, not just the United States that way. And the other side of this is there's other technology besides nukes. Scalar weapons would probably do this job better, and you don't even have to actually be there. You can do that from a distance. So just a couple of articles for for your perusal.
John Reagan, you know, we think about destruction requiring these massive, massive weapons of inhumanity. And actually, they're not even necessary. We could be taken down with much less than that. And I'm not going to say how, but literally, for free, 20 people could take down the United States of America for free, and we would be in absolute chaos. And it wouldn't take even a single shot being fired. Not even that. Nothing electronic. Nothing like that. Very, very simple. Anybody could do it. I'm not going to say how, but we're at risk. We'll be right back.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.